something Jesus would do, or Paul, or John the Baptist? What did they focus on in their life, brother? What were the main, not the main things, what are the only things they ever did? Jesus and the disciples.
Eat and sleep, like the basic functions. You got ministry, you got fellowship, you have study, and working.
And you missed one. We're doing it right now. Well, we're kind of combining it. Go and restore.
Oh, restore.
Jesus would get away from the crowds and go and restore in the Father's creation and pray to the Father. He didn't go bass fishing to catch a new state record bass. He would go and just commune. But that they did like those five things. You think of anything else Jesus did, or Paul, or John the Baptist? They didn't go to the Roman games.
Huh? It's not mentioned.
Yeah, they didn't go to the Roman games, but it's not their character and nature either. They didn't go to the Roman games. They didn't go and watch entertainment. They weren't involved in hobbies. There's no time for hobbies if the kingdom of God is your charge. There really isn't. There really isn't. Now, I want to be clear about something. If we were all brothers and we said, hey, let's go fishing and catch some fish for dinner. No problem. Even if we said, you know what, let's just go and have some fellowship together. Ah, we'll go wet some hooks or whatever, like we used to call it. I haven't fished in years. But I'm not saying it's sinful. I'm not a prude in that way. But you know what people do with fishing. It becomes their pastime, their hobby. They're doing it a lot more than reading, studying, preaching the gospel. And it's just become then, it's like, oh, fishing season's almost over. What's coming? Hunting season. And then with hunting season, it's football. And then ice hockey. I used to be an ice hockey coach. Rabid sport. But think about these things that you're doing in your life and go, how is this fruit that I am connected to the vine of Jesus Christ? It might be fruit that you're connected to a worldly church system with a bunch of other people that are like that. But the Bible says, do not be like the world. Do not conform, Romans 12. It's the fruit that we're of God is we don't conform to the world. And if you ever ask yourself, why was Jesus murdered? Paul, Peter, John the Baptist, the disciples and prophets, why were they all killed? If they were like the world and got along, people tell me I should get along with everybody. If they all got along with everybody and didn't preach the truth and didn't call people out, how come they were hunted down and killed? Along with all the people that the Roman Catholics hunted down and killed, and all the people that Martin Luther agreed with hunting down and killing, and all the people that John Calvin agreed with hunting down and killing, how come they didn't just all just get along? I think you see my point.
Yeah.
The Bible's clear, and what happens is you become who you associate with. It's true. Mm-hmm. Were you here playing frisbee golf?
Yes.
Okay. I can promise you something, right? I used to be a big sports guy. If you hang out with a bunch of, I'll call them doofuses, don't take that the wrong way, a bunch of guys that just play frisbee golf for fun, and you're a good frisbee golf player, you just hang out with them and compete against them, you're going to be about as good as them and like about that much better. And if that's all you did all your life, you know, or for the year, and all of a sudden these pro frisbee players show up, and all of a sudden you're like, I got to step up to their game. They're probably going to squash you in your game because your level is like way down here. And I'm just using a sports analogy. Paul did. He said, we don't punch at the air. He doesn't approve of sports, but we can use things. He also said, don't lay with a harlot. So he's not approving of laying with a harlot. He's using it as an example. So if you want to really be a child of God, you've got to repent and come out of every false system in the world, and you've got to associate with only godly people that are keeping the doctrines that have come out of the world, that have come out of man-made religion like Lutheranism. We don't just pick on Lutherans. We stand out at Catholic places. My brother saw me rebuke you yesterday. Who did I rebuke? They were standing right around the corner. We walked around. I rebuked a man and a woman standing
Jehovah
there.
Witnesses.
Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah. You know, Jehovah Witnesses are a lot of these fairs we go to, and they always just stand there. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, lift up your voice and make disciples. They stand there with a little display booth. And they wait for people to come up and go, hi, I'd really like to join your church. And they go, oh, yeah, we have a wonderful Bible study program. They're a cult. They're a total cult. False Jesus, completely. And I walk up and I lovingly rebuke them. I tell them, you got a false Jesus, you're following a cult. And do you know why I do that? Because I hate their guts and I want them to go to hell. I do it because I love them. If I don't tell them the truth, who's going to?
Nobody.
Nobody I see. Maybe my brother, maybe my wife. But I don't see anybody else telling them the truth. And people think that's mean-spirited, but if you were a drug addict, I would lovingly rebuke you and tell you, if you don't stop, I'll help you. You're going to kill yourself. I'm not going to buy you coffee and cookies and pizza. I'm going to tell you, Josh, you're destroying your life. Wake up, man. You know, kind of a spiritual.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah, you raised some good points. I'm just curious. You said playing frisbee golf is sinful and wrong.
Oh, no, I just said, I asked you, because he told me he met you playing frisbee golf.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, and you were doing that here, and I just used that as an example of competition. But what was your question about frisbee golf?
Well, I'm just curious, would you say it's sinful?
I would say, you can answer this, ready? I would say it's idle. I would say it doesn't advance the kingdom of God.
Idle, I-D-L-E?
Yeah, idle, like idle time. Yeah, not like, well, it could be either. Ready? It could be I-D-L-E. Because it's idle and there's better things I could be doing for the kingdom of God. I have a question for you. If you knew you were going to die tomorrow and stand before Jesus Christ, would you spend 2 hours playing frisbee golf today?
Possibly.
You really need to check your heart. You really need to check your heart. That's a good indication that you're probably not born again and you need to be. So it could be idle, I-D-L-E. The Bible says redeem the time, go preach the gospel, live for the kingdom. And then it could also be I-D-O-L. If men spend their time, if they go play frisbee golf 3 times a week and it takes 3 or 4 hours of their time and they're not in the Word of God that much, they're not in biblical fellowship that much, they're not in seeking after the kingdom of God that much, it is an idol. An idol is not something you just bow down and worship your frisbees. An idol is anything that takes preeminence above God. Could be a wife, could be a brother, it could be anything. Could be your bank account. Anything. So I've seen enough of frisbee golf to know guys are pretty serious about it. They got special frisbees. They're not just showing up going, hey man, let's throw a rock around, you know, just for, you know, get a little exercise and fellowship. They got special frisbees and they got carts and they got bags, and I see them wiping. They're pretending like it's regular golf, which could be the same thing, an idol or an idol. So what happens is when you're truly born again, your whole life changes. Ask brother, ask my wife, ask me. Your whole life changes. And you know what'll change? I can't convince you to give up frisbee golf. You know who will convince you to give up frisbee golf? The Holy Spirit. When you're really born again and you start to test yourself and you go, Christ died for me and shed his blood for me and gave me commandments to go into the world and reach the lost. He said, love me and love my neighbor. And instead of praying frisbee golf, I should probably go and see if I can tell people the gospel, because every day people are dying and going to hell. That would be a better pursuit for the kingdom of God. So as a slave to Christ, that's what we are. That Greek word is doulos, and it means when you're a doulos, a slave, you lose all of your desires and everything you want to do, and you serve your master, because he did everything for you, now you want to do everything for him. And so you die to self. You have to die to your flesh. You can't please God in the flesh.
Oh, yeah. So is there any way to play frisbee golf and not be sinful?
Is there any way to play frisbee golf and not be sinful?
Well, it just seems like, from what I'm hearing, you're kind of... You're saying, at sometimes, it can lead to.
Well, I gave you all the parameters. I mean, if you're not serving the kingdom of God, and you're not obeying God, which is to live godly, come out of the world, use all your time. Have you ever heard the parable of the profitable servant, or of a parable of the talent? It's about a profitable servant. Parable of talent. Do you know the main point of that? A guy gets 5 talents, and his master goes away. And he goes and plays frisbee golf all week until the master came back. No. He worked hard, he made 10. Second guy has 2 talents, I think it is. Don't quote me. I think it's 5 to 2 or 4 to 2. He gets 2 talents. He makes 4. He didn't go out fishing all day. Mm-hmm. He worked hard. He labored. The third guy gets 1 talent. Do you know what did he do?
He buries it.
Stuck in the ground. He literally went and played frisbee golf and did nothing else. The other guys worked hard. The master shows up. Says, well done, good and faithful servant. The first guy, enter the joy of your Lord. That's kingdom of God. That's heaven. Second guy, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of your Lord. That's eternal life. The third guy, oh, man, you didn't do nothing. You lazy, slothful servant. But you believe in me. You have once saved, always saved, eternal life no matter what. Enter into my kingdom no matter what. Is that what he said? Jesus, the words of Jesus, bind him up. And throw him into outer darkness and give what he has to the servant that made 10. So what that is that's telling you that what God gives you, your time, your intelligence, your breath, your money, everything should be used for the kingdom of God, not for yourself. Well, so the answer for frisbee, I would tell you that the answer about frisbee golf is about the only way that you could play frisbee golf and it not be sinful is if you were fellowshipping with believers and you had a bunch of kids with you. and the kids were getting antsy after listening, you know, and we're all fellowshipping, you go, you know what, let's let the kids move around a little bit. Hey, take them over there with a frisbee and just let them throw it in a hoop a little bit. And even that, you got to be careful, because what are we teaching? Now, we might be teaching kids to grow up and start doing it all the time. We could kick a ball around with kids. Nothing sinful about kicking a ball around. Now, you got to be careful. Take them to a soccer field, put up a goal. Say, hey, Johnny, stand in the goal and see if we can get one by you. Next thing you know, they're joining the soccer club. They got little uniforms on, and they're covetous to win over each other. So we do have to be careful in all this stuff. We're supposed to model the disciples. I don't see them doing any of that stuff. I don't see them doing any of that stuff. If I had children, I'd say, let's go for a long walk in God's creation. I don't think I'd even introduce all that other stuff. I wouldn't. Because the culture is using it. You might think kicking a ball is innocent, but the culture's using it to sweep children away. Okay, let me give you another example. TV, television, Netflix. I know it's on the laptops and stuff now. I wouldn't let my children, if I had young children, even see it for anything. You know why? Because while there could be something good, pure, and true I could show them about God's creation, what I'm kind of training them to do is to look to that for their education or entertainment. And while they're little, that's disastrous. Now, I know I use an iPhone, but guess what? I'm an adult. And I would train my children when they got old enough, what do we use phones for, children? Dad uses a phone. What do we use phones for? You notice I've kept phones from you until you're 16 or 18 or whatever. Why has Dad done that? Because this can be an evil, wicked tool. Do we let 12-year-old kids drive cars? Mm-mm. No, we keep them from it, right? Yeah. Daddy, you drive a car. How come I can't have a car? And you're not ready. So my sons or daughters would get a phone with no internet to learn how to use it responsibly, and then sons and daughters that said, you know what, Dad, I could use it for my job, I could use it for ministry, and I'll have accountability and I could use it, then we would let them use the internet. So we have to be careful in how we administer all these things, because I didn't talk about this. The other thing about frisbee golf, did brother go over the two kingdoms? Maybe why don't you share with them the two kingdoms? So we live in two kingdoms.
Right, so yeah, we live in two kingdoms. It's like kingdom of Satan, kingdom of God, you're in one or the other. The kingdom of Satan.
Yeah, explain what they are.
Yeah, it's basically everything Satan has set up to distract you or to put you, to basically to coddle your flesh. So you have to think of like entertainment, yep, sports, politics, movies, yep, everything.
Fashion.
Fashion.
Pride and vanity.
He's set it all up. And then the kingdom of God is not the flesh. That's they have to come out of the kingdom of Satan.
And yeah, we got to rebel against him.
Yeah, rebel against
him. And here's the key that maybe we didn't cover this. It's not about, this is another problem with the Lutheran faith. Ready? Everybody goes to Lutheran church, and I'm not just picking you, non-denoms, Catholic, Baptist. They all go to church and they do their thing because I want to go to heaven one day. That is not what Jesus said. What did Jesus talk about? What were his first ministry, what were some of his first ministry words? He said, the kingdom of God has come. Kingdom of God is right now. And you need to enter the kingdom of God right now if you ever hope to have eternal life. And the kingdom of God is right now inside the heart of his people. And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Satan took him to the pinnacle and said, worship me and I'll give you every kingdom. It proves Satan owns all the kingdoms. He owns Vegas. He owns the NFL. He owns professional frisbee golf. I know they have a professional tour. I couldn't believe it. Dad saw this the other day when I'm always on looking for events and stuff for us to go preach at. So I'm exposed to a little bit of, I don't watch the news, but I'm exposed to some of that. They have professional cornhole tournaments. Guys with jerseys and sponsors, and they're going, watch this throw. And the guy's like, took him like 3 minutes to throw. He's like, and I'm going, they're made a professional sport out of a kid's game. That's what I'm telling you got to watch out for. Nothing sinful about little kids going, Daddy, I made it in the hole. Wonderful, Johnny. And then he goes, Daddy, I saw the professional cornhole players. I want to be one of them someday. You go, throw the game out. Get rid of it. So the kingdom of God has come, and it's in his people right now. And you must be born again and enter that. Mm-hmm. Not just, you're not going to get to heaven if you're not born again and walking in his kingdom now. So what I would say to you is frisbee golf is not part of God's kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
That make sense?
Yeah. I guess one thing, especially what you were talking with the parable of the talents, a lot of the times you talk about, and you mentioned how it can be used for destructive purposes and it can cause you to avoid.
Wait, what can be used?
Frisbee golf.
Oh, can be used for what? What did you say?
It can be destructive or unholy purposes, or it can go against God's word, such as if you, like, instead of going to your work or a job, or instead of spending time with your family, if you do decide to play disc golf by yourself, then I'd say that would be sinful, and
The problem is what you just did, though, is you said work and family. You didn't mention anything about God.
I was getting there.
Okay.
And again, if you play disc golf instead of studying the Bible, if you have free time, occasionally.
But yes. I mean, if you've studied the Bible, how come you haven't come out of the Lutheran faith? Because the Bible wouldn't lead you into Lutheran faith. So when I see a man, ready? When I see a man playing frisbee golf and he's worldly, or he tells me I'm in false religion, it tells me he needs to throw the frisbee golf away and get in that Word of God, because you're not in line with God's Word. So if there's any chance that a man of God could play frisbee golf, it would be after his life, his house, his fellowship is all in order, he preaches the gospel, and he goes out for half an hour and he throws it around. I mean, I personally would be careful of that. I also think it's a bad witness. It can be an idle witness, because people go and they say, oh, what are you doing out there? Like golf. Nothing wrong if I was in my backyard and I had a golf club and a ball and I go, I hit this just for a little relaxation. I have no interest in it. People see me doing that and they go, hey, what's that Christian doing? Wow, he cares about golf. That's kind of a worldly pursuit. So we have to be careful of our witness. But I would say any man that's worldly claiming to be a Christian, you have no time for frisbee golf. The kingdom of God comes first. Then it does become an idol. And the very nature, the very fact that you're kind of, all of your questions are frisbee golf related, leads me to believe it is an IDOL to you.
Well, I talked to your brother at the frisbee golf course here, and I do have it. It's happening while, before I talk to you. So I'm just talking about the context of the situation.
Yeah.
And what I guess my point before was, you were talking about how it can be elevated before above God, but I don't think that necessarily means, since something can be perverted against God, doesn't mean it itself is evil.
Like,
that's fine. Going back to Hitler,
yeah,
you said he did twist Christianity to fit his Aryan nationalist
Luther helped him.
Ways.
Luther helped him. So I would kick it back to you. Forget frisbee golf. You keep key on that. Why are you in a man-made, unbiblical, heretical system following after a murderous man and going against and not repenting and becoming a child of God? Forget frisbee golf. Why have you not found your way to that?
Well, I certainly don't worship Luther. I don't.
But you're not obeying the Bible. Jesus' word. You're obeying man. So, see, Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. I see your fruit. You want to defend frisbee golf, but you don't want to get to the heart of worshiping and obeying God. And do you know why that is, Josh? I love you. Your heart's unregenerated. You need to repent and have a new heart in God. You're going to lose your soul. If you died today, if a frisbee cage fell on your head and killed you, you want to bring a frisbee golf, you would die and you would go to hell, because you have the evidence of not being born again. And I love you enough to tell you that. Somebody has to tell you. If I don't tell you, who's going to tell you? I don't think your mom's going to. I don't think your dad's going to. Your pastor, is it a woman?
No.
Okay. Do some of them have women pastors? Don't they, some of the Wells?
Not the Wells.
No, not the Wells. Okay.
Not the Wells,
but
not the,
yeah, the ECLA
thing.
Does. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the homosexuals. That'll be coming. But they're still feminized. Women are supposed to cover their heads. Luther taught that. Women are supposed to cover their heads, not just in the church service. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to cover their heads. Luther taught that. The feminization rose up, and all the Lutheran pastors said, whoa, if mama leaves, dad and the kids leave, we'll change that rule. Just cross out 1 Corinthians 11. It's just cultural. We don't want to follow that anymore. So you're linked to a system that is opposed to the truth of God, and you have a big problem, Josh. You're going Sunday to worship Jesus, and Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. You're not in the spirit, and you're not in the truth. You got a big trouble. You're worshiping God in vain. Frisbee golf's not your problem, man. You're worshiping God in vain. That's your problem.
Okay. And so,
that makes sense?
You do have to follow the Bible. If it says something, you do something.
Say that again?
If the Bible says something, you do something.
If it's in the context for today, there's some things in the Bible we don't follow, like Torah law. We don't follow Torah law anymore. If it's in the New Testament, and it's an instruction for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you go to